And in this segment of the program, we are joined by Tara Parkhurst and Tess Reimer. They are both with EIA and in the education division of the foundation and EIA. And Tara, you are also in charge of Girl Venture, which is sort of a rebranded, renamed event that has been going on for a while, but is much different than when it first started. So give us the history.
Yes, I've been here now about 5 years, and when I came in, we transitioned from an overnight camp to a day camp. We have been called Women's Soar Youth Soar. This last year, we did rebrand to EA Girl Venture, just to better align with our EA Women Venture, so it connects well and say this shows the next transition from my ladies in high school, which is the day camp, to then something that's more inclusive of all of women in aviation on the grounds.
So this is a 3-day camp.
Yep.
You said high school 9 to 12?
Correct. Yep. Freshmen level through seniors.
And about how many participants are there?
68 attendees that came this last year.
Okay.
And they're from 24 different states, 3 different countries, the United States, Canada, and France. This year we had 47% as returnee levels. So that's,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They want to come back.
Good. And the camp just wrapped up yesterday.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, how does that interface with the Air Academy?
Great question. Many times some of our attendees will then also go on and return and be part of Air Academy, or Air Academy attendees will hear about this camp and they'll say, hey, we want to attend this next year. So it's really cool. It's all a funnel for each other. And so if they do one thing one year, then the next year they can do the other, or they could return for our camp the following year too. We love to have our returnees back.
Great. What are some of the activities that you do with the young ladies?
Great question. We love to immerse them as much as we can into the backdrop of Air Venture. That's why we have the camp during this time. Right. So the most that we can get out on the grounds, connect with people that are here, workshops, etc., talk to aerospace, people, anybody in the field, and the college park, and get them to talk to as many people as possible. That's what we like to do. The girls got to do a cool fabric covering workshop, a tools workshop, a military workshop, all these kinds of things that, again, with the backdrop of the airplanes here, it's really cool.
Great. You're leveraging what's already available here at
Correct.
Air Venture make it a little more appealing and obviously easier to plan for a really terrific experience.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So with the change in the program, and are you seeing more interest than you have in the past with it being a 3-day camp?
Well, from the 4-day to the 3-day, the reason that we switched over this year, we really tried to get all the attendees in an airplane ride on Sunday. We wanted to have them have the experience of the C-47 as it's the anniversary. Mm-hmm. So my good friend at our museum, Chris Henry, he does the museum programming, and he had lined up our flights on Sunday just a little bit easier because there's not the air shows to contend with during the week. So we had 55 of our attendees planned to go up in there, of course, with the weather and everything and the sogginess of everything.
Right.
So that wasn't able to happen. But the crew and the pilots were amazing, and they let us come on board, see them, check out the aircraft, and still have a very cool VIP experience that day for the girls before they all returned on Monday for our kickoff.
Great. And Tess, how long have you been with EIA?
I have been here. I came last summer, and I helped out with Girl Venture again, so this will be this was my second year.
Yeah. What are some of the experiences that stand out to you?
I have just this. Last summer was really my first time being fully immersed in aviation, so I was kind of learning things along with the girls as well, so it's been a really awesome experience to learn things and then come back this year and also share that love for it as well.
Great. And along with Girl Venture, you, Tara, are also the full-time educator.
Yes.
Here for the museum.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other programs that that go on non-Air Venture time?
Absolutely. So coming in the fall, we do have Space Day. We recognize World Space Day and have that on Saturday in October. It's usually the first Saturday, but this year will be October 12th that we'll be doing that. And just a fun day for the kids to come out in the local area to explore all things space. I also do another Girls' Day in October as well. So girls that I see at the camp, I say any that are close by that can come and, again, experience more women programming. We love to see that. And then we do have our Family Flight Fest in this kind of winter to spring area. And then throughout the year, we have just tons of school groups, you know, coming and visiting at the museum, and I'm overseeing them for all their educational programs that they sign up for. And we do have a lot of scout overnights as well.
Oh, yes. And Tess, you get to be a part of all of that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have been in school, but now I'm going to be teaching as well. So I do come back and help out with things as I can, help out with some like scout overnight groups and other things like that as well.
Great. Yep. It, scouts overnight. So you just pretty much lock them in the museum, right?
Yes, and just let them do whatever.
Yeah. No.
Yes. So we plan programming. It's like the night at the museum, and right, they come in on a Friday or Saturday night. And the Boy Scouts can earn a badge. The Cub Scouts do other programming and really get to have that cool experience with their Boy Scout group or their pack and with their parents. And it's one of the coolest experiences they always tell us that right, they remember from their scouting days.
In the museum, there's the display of the Wright Flyer. Do Orville and Wilbur still exchange places in the middle of the night?
Absolutely.
Like they used to?
It's the magic of the night of the overnight. So, you know, we say whatever happens, you know, you have to experience it.
That was always fun telling the scouts that story.
Absolutely.
Before the overnight.
Sometimes little kids get their you know, eyes really big because they're like, is that real? Is that really going to happen? I'm like, oh, no. I'm setting them up.
You also are taking care of Teacher Day, yep, which is another longstanding program to just really reinforce aviation in the school system, and that's taking place tomorrow, correct?
Correct, yes. We will be at the Nature Center Pavilion for all the teachers that have pre-registered. We have 150 that plan to attend. That was pretty much what we had last year as well. I've overseen it for 3 years now, and Tess and I are together now for the second year planning it. So we have some really cool things, I think. We've had great feedback last couple years that we've done it. We have a keynote speaker for them. Then we have some activities divided up based on their grade level for them, a couple of panels, and then we'll send them on their day with hopefully a lot of information and cool things to do out on the grounds.
And that is one of the nice things about the Teacher Day program is you have the formal program in the morning and then release them
yes,
to see everything that is AirVenture.
Absolutely. That's why they're here. They don't want to stay in the classroom all day long. Right. They want to go have fun too.
Good. And are there any other education programs that you'd like to tell us about?
On Sunday, too, we will have Scout Day. We ask any scouts that are in uniform, they can come in, and they get in for free. And their parents do have to pay, or their right, scouting masters do have to do that, too. But they get to come out and still see everything out here, and we love to see all the scouts in uniform and having fun with their pack and with their Boy Scout troop, too. So
great. And I'll ask each of you, what are some of the memories so far that have stood out in your experiences with these programs?
What's your favorite?
I guess mine with GirlVenture or Women Soar, You Soar last year. Just seeing the like faces of the girls as they're so excited about the different activities that we're doing, and seeing like new sparks of interest come up with them in all aspects of aviation is just like really awesome for me, I think.
I'll add to that because I came into aviation later in life. I was a history teacher before I came here. I've always loved airplanes and teaching about that, but I had no leading role models or mentors, I would say, for aviation until I came to work here. And so being immersed in that made me want to get my private pilot certificate and made me want to pursue even more within this field. And these girls that attend EA GirlVenture, sometimes this is their first glimmer into it. And so when they come back and say, oh my gosh, now I want to pursue this, whether it's a hobby or whether it's an actual career, just makes me really pleased because they're getting this at 14, 15, 16, 17. I didn't get it till I was 33. So I was way beyond them.
But you are now one of the very few female aviators, and we need to get more of those.
Absolutely.
How many hours of time do you have now?
Close to 50.
Okay.
So I got my pilot certificate, but then it's kind of fallen off, and I'll take one or two there. I had remained current for numerous years and then kind of fallen off, and I said, okay, I got to recommit and get back up there, because I always said I wasn't going to let that happen, but, you know, life gets busy.
That's right. But this is the place to reconnect.
Oh, absolutely.
If any young ladies are interested in some of the programming, or actually girls or boys, how can they find out more about the programmings that are offered?
Great question. EA.org, and if they go to the youth tab, we have so many things offered there, whether it's Air Academy or talking about our overnights, whether they want to do things in the museum or during AirVenture. And then we also have a ton of scholarships to apply for our flight training and our post-secondary and camperships. So we really encourage them to go on there and look.
And Girl Venture does have some specific scholarships as well.
Yes, absolutely. So they already have a leg up. I mean, out of the 68 attendees, I mean, they're already going to be, four of them are going to be chosen for scholarships. I mean, those are pretty good odds. And so we really encourage them, hey, as long as you're attending, you get to apply and get a chance to get awarded one of these.
And they're significant scholarships as well.
Yep, there's two $500 ones, a $750, and then a $3,500 one, which is significant. And I always say it doesn't matter if it's $500 or even something larger. If that's something that they didn't have to pay for and that somebody is giving them free money so they didn't have to, you know, do anything beyond apply and sell themselves, that's perfect, you know?
Great. So for more information, EIA.org, look
yep.
for the education tab. And we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us today, Tess and Tara from the EIA staff in the Education Department. Good luck with the rest of AirVenture.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're listening to From the Stand on EIA Radio.